Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the legendary coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Dick Vermeil, all over both the Phillies and the Eagles today. And we'll break it all down with the coach. Coach Vermeil, very tough day in Philly sports. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I didn't lose a game myself, but emotionally I lost two.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So let me say, Dick is always brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors, hospitals. Doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Well, Coach, you won some enormous games in your life, and certainly you lost a whopper in the Super Bowl.
Of them.
Yeah. So, well, one in particular that's on a higher level. So what are those guys dealing with today? I mean, right now we've been talking about what we are dealing with. What is Rob Thomson and the players, what are they dealing with today?
Well, I think Thomson is dealing with the pain in the players more than his own personal loss. I think most head coaches are that way because they really care about their guys, and I think he's demonstrated that all along. And you really feel for him because those guys are the guys that do all the physical work, the mental strain of the year, the constant evaluation of when they strike out or hit a home run or don't do what they're supposed to do or aren't batting it according to their prestige. He absorbs it all, okay? And I think it. Many times I used to feel I don't know if players feel the pain that the coach feels.
So, Coach, you know, one of the things that we've been talking a lot about today is the top three guys in the lineup just did not come through. I mean, other than game three, they were horrible. And, you know, certainly in football, like if Jaws and Wilbert and Berge and Carmichael and Stan Walters don't do their job, you're not going to win a big game. I mean, if they all just go 0 for everything, you're not going to win a big game. Do you feel that as a fan watching the Phillies when you see Turner, Schwarber, and Harper just 0 for almost everything? Does that resonate that we can talk about all the nitty-gritties and the Rob Thomson decisions, but if the main guys don't hit, you're just not going to win?
Yeah, well, you can say that, but if those guys didn't hit, they wouldn't have been playing for a big game last night. You know, they got them there. But, you know, when the best are playing the best, I think many times the pitcher wins the battle.
Yep.
You know, and I don't follow baseball close enough to be really intelligent in responding to a question like that, but as a fan, I'd say the great pitcher wins the battle against the great batter in the great big game. I think history will tell you that. At least as a spectator, I feel that. And,
it does. No, history does. The All-Star game's shown that for 100 years. That's why the All-Star game is usually a low-scoring game. Great pitching often beats great hitting. And by the way, the Phillies had great pitching. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Coach. That error by the pitcher at the end of the game, my God.
What do you say? Yeah, what do you say as a leader, as a coach, to a young man who makes a mistake like that?
Yeah, well, I think my approach would normally be, in football it's a little different, but that one play didn't get a beat. If we'd have done a better job on all the other 52 plays, 55 plays, 65 plays, that play would be insignificant. You know, and if they'd gotten hits in earlier innings, that play would be insignificant. It wouldn't have been that situation. And I think you always try to relieve the burden of pain on that kind of guy and that kind of play.
Mm-hmm. You know, before Rob Thomson, the manager, had planned to retire after the 2022 season, but then got promoted to, you know, manager of the Phillies. And, you know, the proof, the rest is history. How long does it take after a loss like this to really understand to know where you stand moving forward as a coach for whether you want to go forward with next season, Coach?
I think a lot of it depends on the outside motivation from the family. How many grandchildren do you have? How many days of their life are you missing at this time of your life? And how many more healthy, great years do you have in your own life to share with other members other than your baseball team or other than your football team? And I know that influenced me in a way when I left the Rams. I said, God, I've got 11 grandkids at home. I don't see them except game day when we're in the area. You know, wow. And you win one, when you lose one, I think you could feel the same way, especially as good a job as he has done over the years here.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil with us covering both the Phils and Eagles this morning. So, Coach, let's get to the Eagles. Horrible game last night. And, you know, my biggest takeaway is it's the first time. I thought it was entirely obvious in the middle of the third quarter Eagles were going to lose the game. And it got only worse from there. It was the first time this year where I really started thinking they might miss the playoffs. I mean, based on players they lost in free agency, lack of players that they brought in other than Jahad Campbell, an offense that just cannot put together 60 minutes, and now a bunch of injuries that have set in, from Nolan Smith to Landon Dickerson to Quinyon Mitchell and others, I have real worry that they may miss the playoffs. Is that starting to rattle through your mind?
No. But, you know, we have to stop evaluating the Eagles as they were and evaluate them as what they are. Yeah, they have not been what they were in any game this year. They were fortunate to go into that game with a win lock, four wins. We all know that. You don't have to be a genius to figure it out. But they were good enough to get those wins, not playing four quarters of football. And eventually, that catches up with you. And the injuries, those kind of things, and playing the Giants there, I thought the kids played hard. I thought the Eagles played hard, represented the city well that way. Physically, right now, we're not a real good football team. And the Giants were not a real good football team, but they were better last night.
How big a problem is predictability with our offense, Coach?
Oh, I don't know. I know Jalen was at one time, 14 for 15? He couldn't throw an incomplete if he wanted to. No, I don't know. Sometimes you run out of good calls, or your scheme gets eliminated. As you move through your game plan, and the second part of your game plan sometimes is not as good as your first part of your game plan. Yeah. And sometimes in game planning, you got to save some real gems for the second half. I always tried to. I just didn't have enough real gems.
Why did it feel like our tackling was so much worse yesterday? That Scataboo guy and this Jackson Dart, we couldn't get him on the ground.
Well, we weren't playing with a full defensive line. You take Carter out of that defensive line, it's like taking three starters out of there. You know, he occupies a lot of offensive people to keep him out of a play, and he still makes plays. So you lose a guy like that, it's the percentage of plays that he normally affects negatively that he doesn't get credit for, and all of a sudden they're not there. You know, and it magnifies the pressure on other players to make plays that they're supposed to make.
Coach, we love having you on the program, and we appreciate your willingness and ability, of course, to talk Phillies with us today and Eagles always. Hopefully next week they get back on track, and we'll preview the next game when we talk to you next Friday. Thank you, Dick.
All right, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.